From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for preservation of Wakatobi coral reefs. Indonesia needs 28 trillion rupiah to achieve net energy transition by 2060. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the public to work to preserve the coral reefs in Wakatobi, Southeast Sulawesi, since those were local assets needed to develop a blue economy. The president sat at Patuno Resort, Wakatobi District, Southeast Sulawesi Province on Thursday, as quoted from an official statement from the Presidential Secretariat. Also on Thursday, the President and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo participated in coral reef transplants to preserve coral reefs in the oceans around Wakatobi. He expected that similar activities could be done in other areas so that the national marine resources could be preserved. Indonesia needs about 28 trillion rupiah in investment to achieve the net energy transition target by 2060 or earlier. Finance Ministry policy analyst Joko Triharyanto said in a webinar themed the challenge of the electricity sector in energy transition in Jakarta on Thursday. Meanwhile, the total investment needs for nationally determined contribution, a climate action plan to cut emission and adapt to climate impacts, are projected to reach about 3.7 trillion rupiah in 2030. The last national news comes from Indonesia's government that will allow exporters that have not joined its bulk cooking oil distribution program to ship palm oil by paying a $200 per ton charge on top of the export tax and levy. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment in Indonesia, Luhut Panjaitan, said on Friday. The move is part of the government's palm oil export acceleration program, Luhut said. The government would also allow companies to export 5 times the amount of palm oil they have sold domestically during a transition period after the export ban, up from the previous 3 times ratio. Now we move to the international news. The U.S. Transportation Department on Thursday proposed minimum standard and requirements for electric vehicle charging projects funded under a $5 billion U.S. government program. The rules would require government-funded EV charging stations use DC fast chargers and have at least 4 ports capable of simultaneously charging 4 EVs, and each must be at or above 150 kilowatts. Next, we have NASA that said on Thursday it plans to assemble a team of scientists to examine unidentified aerial phenomena, commonly termed UFOs, in the latest sign of the seriousness with which the U.S. government is taking the issue. The U.S. Space Agency said the focus will be on identifying available data, the best ways to gather future data, and how it can use that information to advance scientific understanding of the issue. We continue with India's retail inflation that likely slipped modestly in May but stayed well above the Reserve Bank of India's upper tolerance limit for a fifth consecutive month, as lower fuel prices offset surging food costs, a Reuters poll found. But the dip is expected to be temporary, and analysts say the Reserve Bank of India remains on track to keep raising interest rates. The last news comes from Japan's business community issued a joint statement on Friday seeking further relaxation of border controls as the country begins a gradual easing of COVID-19 travel restriction. The statement by domestic business lobby Keidan Ren and foreign chambers of commerce urge further easing to facilitate an environment where people, goods, money, and digital technologies can move freely. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on UN accuses Israel of causing violence in Palestine. A report issued by the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem and Israel, on Tuesday, June the 7th, stated that ending the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands is very important to end the ongoing violence. The report will be presented during the 50th regular session of the UN Human Rights Council, which opens next week in Geneva. A team of investigators was appointed by the UN Human Rights Commission last year to look for the root causes of the region's decade-long conflict. The team emphatically cited Israel's continued occupation of the Palestinian territories and discrimination against the Palestinian people as the main causes of repeated Israeli-Palestinian violence and instability in the region. According to lead investigator Navanetham Pillai, who also former head of UN Human Rights Affairs, what Israel is doing is an indicator of the asymmetric nature of the conflict and the reality of one state occupying another. The investigative team also concluded that there was evidence to suggest that Israel had no intention of ending its occupation. In fact, discrimination against the Palestinian people also continues to be perpetuated. Pillay said her team found that the recommendations made previously were grossly not implemented by the conflicting parties, including calls to ensure accountability for Israel's violations of international humanitarian and human rights law. On the other hand, the team also mentioned the discrimination firing of rockets by Palestinian armed groups into Israel. What is Israel's reaction to the contents of the report? As the accused country, Israel has certainly rejected the contents of this report submitted by the UN investigators. Israel even denounced it and called the 18-page report solely slandering Israel while ignoring Palestinian terrorism and violence against targeting Israelis. But whatever excuses made by Israel, the action taken for decades against Palestine clearly contradict the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, especially Article 3, which guarantees the right to life for everyone. The world hopes that the report submitted by the investigative team can be followed up on so that the prolonged Israeli-Palestinian conflict can be ended. Well, that was commentary today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'll begin today in history with June 10, 1947. Indonesia-Egypt Friendship Treaty is signed. The government of Indonesia and Egypt signed a friendship treaty right after Indonesia proclaimed its independence as read by the first President Sukarno on August 17, 1945. Egypt was the first country to recognize Indonesia's independence. This support was expressed when Egyptian Consul General Muhammad Abdul Muim came to Yogyakarta on March 13 until 16, 1947 to convey the message of the Arab League to support Indonesia's independence. Egypt recognized Indonesia's independence on March 22, 1947. Later, Indonesia and Egypt signed the Friendship Treaty on June 10, 1947. Next, June 10, 1980. Former Indonesian national soccer team members Bambang Pamungkas was born. Bambang Pamungkas, or BP, was born on June 10, 1980. Bambang's debut in the senior national team was on July 2, 1999, in a friendly match against Lithuania. Bambang's natural position is striker. He was well known in Southeast Asia after scoring a goal for Indonesia in the Tiger Cup 2022 semi-final versus Malaysia. Bambang holds the most caps and top scorer record for Indonesia with 77 matches and 36 goals according to FIFA's Category A matches. And the last is from June 10, 2009. Suramadu National Bridge officially opened. Suramadu National Bridge is a bridge across the Madura Strait connecting Surabaya in Jawa Island and Madura Island. Suramadu is short for Surabaya and Madura. The first stone of the Suramadu Bridge was placed by President Megawati Soekarno Putri on August 20, 2003, but it was officially opened by her predecessor, Presiden Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, on June 10, 2009. The bridge was aimed to accelerate the development in Madura Island, including the infrastructure and economy, which was relatively behind other regions in East Java. The 5,438-meter bridge was built in 6 years, costing 4.5 trillion rupiah. Currently, Suramadu is the longest bridge in Indonesia. Well, that was today in history over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocho kuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. 私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ooh.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Transportation Ministry is committed to continuing the connectivity infrastructure development program across Indonesia in 2023. This is expected to support regional economic growth. That was stated by Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi in a working meeting with the House of Representatives Commission 5 in Jakarta on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. Minister Budi Karya also said that the government working plan in 2023 has a theme about productivity's increase for an inclusive and sustainable economic transformation. The Transportation Ministry also contributes to some national priority agenda. The agenda includes basic infrastructure development acceleration, human resource quality improvement, low carbon and energy transition development, and Nusantara capital city development. In 2023, the Transportation Ministry also will open transportation access in the region through subsidy, pioneer transport, sea toll road, and air bridge. According to Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, the government will finish the Makassar Parepare Railway Project, Tanjung Charat Seaport, the second stage of Patimban Seaport, and some airports in Sulawesi and Kalimantan. However, the government will not fully use the state budget in those programs. Due to the state budget fiscal limit, the government encourages the creative funding scheme through cooperation with state-owned companies or the private sector. Some strategies to be executed include optimizing non-state-owned companies' creative funding through government and business entity cooperation in fulfilling transportation infrastructure needs, optimizing non-tax state revenue through public service agency as an alternative funding source for infrastructure development acceleration. Besides, the government also encouraged the involvement of the private sector in accelerating the national economic growth as well as structural and digitalization transformation in improving the transportation service.
Duduk menikmati sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama, saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah kita bersama seperti pertama.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Lombok has become one of the favorite tourism destinations for foreigners when visiting Indonesia.It has a complete tourism attraction such as beaches, mountains, waterfalls, lakes, and so forth. Today, we would like to introduce one of the tourism attractions in Lombok that offers natural beauty through a neat composition among the beach, hilly cliffs, and the blue sea. The name is Gunung Tunak Nature Tourism Park, or TWA. The location is in Mertak Village, Pujut Sub-District, Central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. To visit it,You can use the route to Kuta Beach, Lombok, which is about 50 kilometers from Mataram. From Kuta Beach, the distance of this natural tourism park is still about 16 kilometers. To enjoy the beautiful view of Mount Tunak, you must pay an entrance ticket of around 10,000 rupiah per person. With an area of 1,200 hectares, Mount Tunak is formed from a row of hills, namely Bungkulan Hill, Kelor Hill, Takar Akar Hill, Pejanggik Hill, and Batu Jangak Hill, and is bordered with Bumbang Bay in the northwest and Awang Bay in the east. There are green plains and lowland forests. So far, the beaches and spots in the open hilly areas are the most popular.Moreover, to several open areas in the hills, if you want to freely enjoy the nature, you can go up to the 7-level lighthouse. From the top of the lighthouse, you can see a stretch of beauty that combines the blue sea, hills, beaches, and the formation of Rock Island. Furthermore, this place is ideal for photography lovers. Besides walking along the beach or trekking through the forests and hills, there are many activities that can be done at this Gunung Tunak tourism area. You can fish, swim, or relax on the beach. Or if you want to spend the night, you can set up a tent. If you are lucky, you may be able to witness directly the local community traditions called Betunak, namely bringing buffalo to be released in the forest, swamp, and savanna. At Gunung Tunak, there are facilities such as toilets and gazebos in several spots. There is also lodging, such as cottage, on Bumbangku Beach. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, and hopefully you can make your time to Gunung Tunak in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara.
Betapa ku suka padamu.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, Research Center for Agro-Industry has created a fruit coating from palm oil derivative products. The coating is developed to prolong the storage life and freshness of fruit. Indonesia is one of the world's biggest palm oil producers, with crude palm oil, or CPO, as the main export. Head of Palm Oil Plantation Funding Management Agency Body Program Division, Arfi Tahar, explained that with more palm oil derivatives being used, the fruit's added value will be enjoyed by more people of Indonesia. Meanwhile, the BRIN's Agriculture and Food Research Organization, or ORPP head, Puji Lestari, said that the palm oil derivative fruit coating related research encouraged her to program the palm oil research in the on-farm and off-farm states. She will also involve all research centers and ORPP BRIN to support that research. Similarly, Acting Deputy for Research and Innovation Use, Hindrayan, also support the activity done by the researchers of Agri-Industry Research Center. He hopes that the coating can be used by the people, and the fruit business people can also expand their market, followed by the increase in export and foreign exchange. Fruits decay and damage are caused by the natural process and post-harvest mistreatment. Therefore, the coating from the palm oil derivative will prolong its life at a cheaper price compared to currently used coating from beeswax. It is cheaper because the material is abundant in Indonesia. BRIN even ensures that the fruit coating from palm oil is safe for consumption. That's Miscellany.
Wujudkan janji kita. mengisi ruang di hatiku. Salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu, selalu berharap. Oh, sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu di sini.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Aceh entitled Salam. Salam is an Acehese language which means greeting. The song is a welcoming song for guests who come to Aceh. It has the meaning of prayer, safety, friendliness, and courtesy of the Acehese to anyone who comes to their land. Here is Orang Hutan Squad with the regional song from Aceh entitled Salam.
Majari tetap gemasih. Tanda penghormatan ku mika kau be aku rata nak kundau. Tanda kuito adat budaya tak sadar kata. Ini musang boyan ta. Kusa pake nedak dari tanda serambi Mekah. Rendah hati kong be ulang bain amara. Salam ku kita jaga tali persaudaraan tak sampai ke salam ku mida erta sadar kata. Salam tegur sapaku untuk semua umat. Dalam lagu ini ku persembahkan sebagai rasa hormat. Untuk mengingatkan untuk akrabkan agar ikatan lebih erat. Dengan jamuan teh dan kopi tu buat suasana hangat. Adat pemulia jamin sebagai simbol silaturahmi. Syair salam sebagai pembuka penghormatan dari kami. Semoga dengan lagu ini pesan kami dapat dipahami. Maaf apabila salah, sekian kami mengakhiri.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini
Voice of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.